Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to try and cut through the noise on a huge topic, native versus cross-platform development for mobile apps.
It really is the foundational choice, isn't it? It dictates your budget, your timeline, pretty much the quality of your final product.
Exactly. So to help you make a confident choice, let's start with the basics. What exactly do we mean by native development?
So native means you're building an app for one and only one platform. Think either iOS or Android. And you're using their specific platform-compliant toolkits to do it.
And that strict adherence to One OS is what gets you that really rich user experience.
Yeah, that's the idea. And to do that, you need to speak the language. For Apple, that's typically Objective-C for legacy stuff, think stability and security, or more commonly now, Swift.
Swift is the one that's known for being readable and fast to deploy.
Right. And then on the Android side, you have Java, which is incredibly mature and stable, or Kotlin. People always compare Kotlin to Swift, actually. It's very intuitive, very efficient.
Okay, so performance. The sources always put performance right at the top of the list for going native. But let me push back on that a little. Aren't frameworks like Flutter now claiming they have near-native speed?
That's a great question. And they're getting closer, but the thing is, with true native, there's just no translation layer. It's built directly for the architecture.
So you get pure high performance.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking optimized features, faster load times, really smooth animations, and maybe more importantly, they inherit the OS navigation patterns. So for a user, it just feels right.
The source is also really hammered on reliable access to device hardware. Is that still a major differentiator?
Oh, absolutely. Things like the GPS, the camera, specific sensors, they're just instantly and reliably available. If your app is feature-heavy, that's often non-negotiable.
But all this optimization, it has to come at a cost. A painful one, I'm guessing.
It does. You need separate teams. You need specialists for each platform.
So you're basically doubling your payroll just to keep both Apple and Google happy.
In a way, yes. And that's the price of that deep optimization. You've got high costs, separate licensing fees, and it just stretches out the development timeline.
How long are we talking?
Well, if you need both an Android and an iOS app, our sources suggest you could be looking at 8 to 12 months, maybe even more. Every single stage needs that custom platform-specific work.
And that huge bottleneck time and money is really why the industry pivoted, isn't it? Which brings us to the alternative, cross-platform.
Yep. The core idea is simple, a shared code base that works on multiple platforms. And this kind of breaks down into two main types.
Okay, what are they?
First, you have hybrid apps. You can think of these as basically web apps that are packaged inside a native shell. They use JavaScript, HTML, CSS, and run in an embedded browser.
And then there's the other approach, the one that's getting really popular, the near native one.
Right. That's where you have a shared code base, maybe in Dart or JavaScript, and it's rendered directly by the OS using powerful frameworks. Think React Native or Flutter. It's the attempt at a happy medium.
And the advantages here are pretty obvious, I'd imagine.
It's all about efficiency. You often only need one team, which means, you know, big cost savings. Plus, the code is reusable, so maintenance is simpler and cheaper.
Which means a much shorter time to market. For a startup, that's a massive win.
A huge win. But there are trade-offs. You knew there would be.
Of course. Let me guess. Performance.
Performance is the big one. They're just slower than native, especially those hybrid apps. That extra middleware layer, it just adds a bit of lag.
You also hear about compatibility issues.
Yeah, that's a real thing. You have to do a lot more testing across a whole range of devices, particularly older, less powerful ones, to make sure everything works smoothly. And getting access to device hardware, it's not out of the box. It takes extra work.
Okay, so let's try to wrap this all up into a decision framework for you. Factor one. Target audience.
Simple. If you absolutely have to hit both iOS and Android users right away, cross-platform is probably your best bet.
Factor two, your app's features.
If you need something highly secure, graphically intense, or just a premium user experience, go native. For super basic stuff, hybrid can work. And that near-native approach is the strong middle ground.
Factor three, time and budget. The big one.
Native is the longest and most expensive road. Hybrid is the fastest and cheapest. Near native sits right in between.
And finally, let's not forget factor four, your team's existing skills.
Oh, this can absolutely be the deciding factor. If your team lives and breathes Swift or Kotlin, native just makes sense. If they're all JavaScript or C# experts, well, cross-platform is the path of least resistance.
So it's never an easy choice, but knowing these trade-offs definitely brings some clarity. Which leaves me with one final thought. Considering the huge costs and long timelines of native, how much risk does a business take on by betting on it before they even know if their idea has legs? Something for you to chew on.